In the name of God, who has brought us back together in safety. Amen. I knew I was going to cry today, and I probably will cry again, so I'm just warning you ahead of time. I can't predict it. It's tears of joy and thanksgiving. It's really, really, really good to be here with you today. It's been a long, long time. Long enough for me to lose all my hair for 5 months and then watch it grow back slowly to the point that I now have more hair than my dear husband. As one of my friends said to me, that's a low bar. Sorry. He'll get me later. I've been gone almost long enough for a baby to have been conceived and brought to full term. And I know that several babies were born to this parish during this time. I've seen photos, and I got to see one just a minute ago, live, with a little bow tie on. He's so cute. We plan to have baptism here the first Sunday of November, the next baptism, when we will celebrate the Feast of All Saints. So if any of you want to schedule a baptism for that day, please talk to me. And of course, there have been losses. There have been funerals. Several beloved parishioners died during these months and were buried. I think particularly this morning of George Bartlett and Dave Norris. I've been out on medical disability long enough for many new people to become a part of this community. I am so glad that I didn't miss the spaghetti supper after all. I actually made a YouTube video. It took me, again, like 3 times to get it right, to be shown at the spaghetti supper, which now doesn't need to be shown. That was before Irma changed the date. So I look forward to getting to know all of you folks who have come to this community of faith during the time that I have been gone. And I'll say something that I said on that video to you, it's to everybody, but particularly to the new people, that I was remembering back to when, before I was ordained and I was in my mid-20s, and I was new in Atlanta, and I was new in a big parish there, about 1,000 and some members. And the rector met with a group of us new people and told us something that I really have never forgotten. And what he said was that every new person who comes to a community brings the gifts and the talents that God has given them. And every new person that comes to a community will change the community. And that is very exciting. That's how God works. So we need you, all of you. It's part of God's plan. When God brings a new person into this community, all sorts of new possibilities open up. So I give a belated welcome to all of you new folks from me. And please, I want to find a time that we can get to know one another. It's been a long, long time. And then just at the end of my disability leave, here comes Irma. Irma was our first hurricane here, really, that was badly threatening Tampa since we've been here almost 6 years. None of us knew what kind of destruction that hurricane could bring. I was keeping vigil on the West Coast, checking in with John and with Terry as that long period of waiting went by. I was exhausted, and I'm sure you all were exhausted as well. And I give thanks that our church buildings were not damaged. And I haven't heard of any major damage to anybody's home. If so, please do let me know. So I give thanks to God that we were spared the worst that could have happened here. It's been a long time. And a lot has happened in my life, in your lives, in the parish, and in the world around us. It's good to be back. I met Michael in the nursery this morning, and he asked me if I was the church girl. And I said, yes. I like that. I am the church girl. So the readings today are really an interesting mix. And as I thought about which reading I wanted to use for my return sermon, I wondered, should I do the Israelites wandering in the wilderness, or Paul giving thanks for his life in Christ, whether in the flesh or beyond, or the parable of the workers in the vineyard? In the end, I picked the wilderness. Just before this, you would have heard last week, God had delivered the Israelites from their bondage, from their slavery in Egypt, and they rejoiced. But slowly, the reality of their new life dawned. They were in the wilderness, and everything was changed. And this is where we may be able to connect our own experiences to this story. The wilderness is the place of the unknown, a place of transition, a place of challenge, a place that exposes our vulnerabilities. In the wilderness, many of our normal routines are not available to us. And the wilderness is often a place where God is powerfully known. There were so many unknowns. There was no guarantee at the start that the chemo would work as well as it did. None of us knew exactly how long I would be gone, or even if I would be able to come back at all. For the first time in my life, I could not predict with any accuracy, even from hour to hour, what I was able to do or not do. I experienced a level of vulnerability beyond any of my experience. Most of my normal routines were completely gone. One of the images I had during this time, particularly during the chemo and right after the surgery, was that of a hermit in the monk and nun sense, who is in their cell alone with God. And that's how this journey was in large part for me. Any of you who have been through some kind of life-threatening illness may have had a similar experience. And here at St. Catherine's, some of your routines were also changed. Your rector was not here. The annual meeting happened without me, with your wonderful then senior warden, Ham Evans, leading. And then the new vestry and senior warden, Terry Bechtel, began ministry and served for 8 months without me. Lent, Holy Week, and Easter went on without me. Worship was changed automatically, at least a little, because other priests were celebrating and preaching for a number of months. I imagine that the acolytes and the lay assistants in the altar guild probably felt as though they were wandering in the wilderness at some times, having to work with a number of priests on Sunday morning. I'm so deeply grateful that Father Allen had started his part-time ministry with us before I had to leave. That was a gift from God. And I'm deeply grateful that he was willing and able to cover pretty much all the liturgies for the first 4 months. I was not worried about you at all, with Father Allen doing the liturgies and then Terry Bechtel as senior warden. And so many good things happened here over these past 8 months. So much good ministry while I was gone. For that, I am also deeply grateful. And that speaks to the strength of this community. So we all had our share of wilderness unknowns during this time. The wilderness is also a good metaphor for transition, particularly a long and or difficult transition. We have all been in transition. We are still in transition as I return to ministry with you, and this transition will last for a while. I have been through a life-changing physical and spiritual experience of transition, which is not yet over. My healing and recovery of strength in many ways begins only now, with the end of all my major treatments for breast cancer. And so I come back to you as a person, as your rector, as a priest, deeply changed by what I have been through. I'm not sure what all of this will mean. More unknowns in this wilderness time. It's almost as if we are starting over now as a new priest with a new parish. It may help that I look a lot different than I used to. I have this slightly punk look, not chosen, with my short hair and my compression sleeve and glove. This is my favorite one, with the wave. I even had to have tattoos for radiation, so you can tell people your priest has tattoos. There's really no way for me to completely catch up with everything that has gone on in the past months in the same way as if I had not had cancer and had been with you. So we all have to start from where we are today. I don't expect all of you to have stayed the same either. I pray that we can all pay attention to how we reconnect over the next few months particularly, and that we all ask God to be with us in this process. When the Israelites were stressed by their wilderness experience, they began to complain. They looked to the past and even rewrote the past in their minds. Oh, slavery in Egypt wasn't that bad, was it? At least we had regular meals. Instead of living in the present, this is always a temptation for us, isn't it? But God remained faithful to them. God continued to provide for them what they needed, not necessarily what they wanted or what they thought they wanted, but what they needed. I can testify that God provided for me throughout this difficult time of wilderness. There was manna for me every day. All I had to do was look for it. I felt your prayers, manna. I ate the delicious food you made for our family, manna. I gratefully received the cards which I read more than once, and the small and large gifts that arrived, usually just when I needed them. Manna. I sang sacred chants every day that I was able to sing. Manna. I accepted my vulnerability and turned to God. Manna. God was with you also. I know that. You know that. I know that God also provided for all of you in this community. I don't know all the details, and I would love to hear from all of you in the next few months how God has been with you during this time, how God has been working in this community during this time. It has been a long, long time. A time of wilderness unknowns and challenges. It has been a time when vulnerabilities have been exposed, when many normal routines have been suspended or changed. And it will continue to be a time of wilderness transition for all of us as we move forward now together once more in ministry to the glory of God. God is always with us. And as Julian of Norwich heard God say to her in a vision, "All shall be well. All shall be well. All manner of thing, everything, all shall be well." Amen.